right before Mizmor Lasoda, the last thing that we read yesterday, Ashira La Hashem Ki Gomal Alai. That's leading into Mizmor Lasoda. It's put in Pesukah Dezirma as a lead-in to Mizmor Lasoda. We're talking about how we're going to sing now to Hashem because of all that He did for me. And then we go ahead and we start Mizmor Lasoda, a song of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just one point that we didn't say yesterday about Ki Gomal Alai is that one of the chasadim of Hashem is that when He gives a schar, He considers it, He looks at it, He treats it like schar, as if it's paying back, if it's a gemul, a reimbursement for what we did, when really there's no reason for Him to have to reimburse us for what we did. It's not the type of situation that he owes us anything, because since He gave us the ability to do the service, and He doesn't need the service, and He gave us the tools to do the service, and the environment to do the service, so there's nothing that we added to Him, and it was only an opportunity that He gave to us. And then, not only that, but what He reimburses us with is something that doesn't match what we put into it, because He gives us eternity for every mitzvah that we do, and every aspect of the mitzvah we do, we get more eternity for it. So it's not actually a reimbursement, and yet He calls it and looks at it like a reimbursement, like a gemul. And that itself makes us Ashira La Hashem Ki Gomal Alai. Even just the fact that He makes it that it's like a gemal alai, that He's reimbursing me, that itself is unbelievable. Mizmor Lasoda Hariu La Hashem Kol Haaretz. A shir is a song without a tune. It's like more like a poem, it's something written in a special way. But a mizmor is a song with a tune, and the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should sing Mizmor Lasoda. It should be with a tune, an added level of happiness when you sing Mizmor Lasoda. And Kazal says the Mishnah Berurah, that all the songs in the future are going to have a point where they are batel, except for Mizmor Lasoda. There'll always be a feeling of wanting to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feeling undeserving. It's Mizmor Kuf in Tehillim, which the Gemara of Abasi Yudalad says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this Mizmor Lasoda. This was the mizmor that was said when somebody would bring a korban todah. The Levim, at the time of the bringing of the korban todah, the Levim would sing this mizmor as he brought the korban todah. And that's why we don't sing Mizmor Lasoda on the days that a korban todah wouldn't be brought. Just like a korban todah wouldn't be brought on Shabbos or Yom Tov or Erev Pesach or Erev Yom Kippur or Chol Moed Pesach. On all those days, we don't sing Mizmor Lasoda on those days. Unlike then, where a person would bring a korban todah, especially for crossing an ocean, or somebody that was on his deathbed and got cured, or crossed the desert, or was freed from prison. So we have in place of that bench and gomel. But this Mizmor Lasoda we're saying every, you know, all the time in Pesukah Dezimra. This Mizmor is also meant to be said from the perspective of Yemos HaMashiach, meaning we're saying it even now in Gullus, but when Mashiach comes and when the final Geula happens, so we're going to be able to look back and see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was behind everything. Nothing bad ever happened to us, and it was all good, and we'll be able to thank Him even for the pains that we had and even for the lackings that we had. And this Mizmor is coming from the perspective that all we have is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All we have is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Tainis, Daf Tes, says on the Pasuk, Baharikoti Lachem Bracha Ad Beli Dai, that when the Geula comes, I'm going to pour upon you, Baharikoti Lachem, I'm going to pour upon you Bracha Ad Beli Dai. What's Ad Beli Dai? To the point that your lips are just saying, Dai, 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 enough, you're giving us too much good, so much good, Dai, Dai, Dai. As opposed to now, where we say, Vai, 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 Whoa, 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 Oy, 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 everything hurts. So when the Geula comes, there'll be so much good over everything that ever happened to us that we'll be saying die with the good that He gave to us, that we feel overwhelmed by how much goodness He had given to us. So when we say this Mizmor, it's also the perspective of realizing that one day we'll see everything like this. Hariu La Hashem Kol Haaretz. So somebody that notices that Hashem is giving to him, he contemplates on that fact. He also realizes that Hashem is giving to everybody. And his overwhelming fear of wanting to thank Hashem makes him also want everybody to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and his tremendous love for Hashem wants him to make everybody love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he calls out to everybody and says to them, Hariu la Hashem, kol ha'aretz, everybody thank Hashem. It's not just himself. He wants everyone to love Hashem, everyone to recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does him. Like in benching, we don't just thank Hashem for giving me food, but we say that he's nosein lechem l'chol chai. Hariu is when somebody is so happy, so overwhelmed with excitement and awe over what was done for him, that he can't even yet sing. All he does is like scream out a trua, a hariu, like when your mother saw you and she was shocked and surprised. So she couldn't express anything that made any sense other than a scream of joy, of overwhelming happiness that you can't contain. It comes out like a trua. So hariu la Hashem kol ha'aretz, that's how happy and excited that we are over feeling so like so given to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav birnana. So the Chovos HaLevavos says in Shara Avodas Elokim in the beginning that the outcome of a feeling of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more thankful you feel towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize what he does to us and how indebted we are to him, it automatically leads towards more avoda, more serving of him, looking for more opportunities to serve him, putting ourselves more into that avoda, and brings simcha into our avoda. When we serve him, we're b'simcha. Why when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu are we b'simcha? If you recognize how much good he does for us, because somebody that recognizes how much Hashem does for us, he feels like it says in Tehillim, Ma Ashiv La Hashem Kol Tag Malori Alai. What can I return to Hashem? He realizes every single breath I have, and every single good thing that happens to me, every single cell in my body, is all a constant present from Hashem. He feels so overwhelmed with indebtedness. He goes, Ma Ashiv La Hashem, what can I return to him? So if an opportunity for a mitzvah falls in front of him, he's besimcha over finally having at least something that he begin to do something towards returning to Hashem for the eternal chasadim that he does for us. And one that loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu is always looking to give him nachas ruach. So an opportunity for a mitzvah means another thing that he can give nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu for. The Zohar says that every mitzvah, I'll read this, the Siddur Agura quotes this Zohar and from Shmos, it says, Kol mitzvah u'mitzvah ha'mizdamenet lo doronohu deshadalei kutchabrihu. Every mitzvah that happens upon a person is a present that's sent by Hashem to us, that we could be zocha in that present. It's not a chiyuv, it's a present that he's sending to us, that we could be zocha in. And therefore, it's appropriate, ivdu et Hashem, besimcha, to be besimcha when we serve Hashem. We just got this present, this opportunity. The Rav Chaim Velazhin's Talmud, who wrote Menucha Kedusha, writes in that in the same way that when a person stays away from an avera, the schar that he gets for staying away from an avera is according to how hard it was for him to stay away from that avera. I mean, the more of a pull that avera has on him, and he stays away from it anyway, you get more schar for that. So how is it measured how much schar you get for a mitzvah? One of the main things that measure what fuels the value of that mitzvah for that person is how much simcha he does the mitzvah with, how excited he is to do it, how much he sees that mitzvah as an opportunity to come closer to Hashem, to thank Hashem, to serve Hashem. So the level of his simcha affects the level of his schar, to the point that the Arizal says that how is he zocha to reach the tremendously high levels of Ruach HaKodesh and gates of wisdom that he reached because of how happy he was over the schus to do the mitzvos. That gave him that made him the Arizal and opened up all the gates of wisdom that the Arizal had opened to him. Ba'u lefanav birnana. Birnana is an even more excited feeling of simcha. It's a screaming out of simcha also, and it's when you're ba'u lefanav, as you get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're ba'u lefanav, you're coming closer to him. So whether you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you're getting closer, deeper into the Beis HaMikdash, or you're coming to Shul, or you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, or you're coming in front of a Gadol or a Rav, so you're coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're coming closer to the Shechina. So that only adds more renana, more happiness over the ability they have to be even closer to Him. Over here also is a hint at the mitzvah that when you go into shul, there's an Indian to run to it or to walk to it quicker or excitedly when you're going to shul or Beis Midrash, because you have to be balafana, bolafana, birinana with this excitement. Because the ability to be close to Him is something we want right away. We want. Du'uk Yashem Hu Elokim Hu Asan Avlo Anachnu Amovitzon Marito. So first of all, one of the things that we're the main thing that the first thing that we want to thank Hashem for when we're thanking Him is that He's Hu Asanu, that He made us, each individual, and He made us as a nation. That's part of what's fueling all this things, and that recognition that He made me and He made our entire nation. When you're bringing the Korban Torah, when you're thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're contemplating on the fact that Hashem Hu Elokim, that He made everything, He's behind everything, there's nothing that is without Him, and that's why we're saying over here, Du'u, contemplate on the fact that Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Hashem is Midas HaRachamim, Elokim is Midas HaDin. I now realize, we're speaking now from the perspective of what we'll feel like when Mashiach comes, and even now we have to know this to be true, that everything that looks like Midas HaDin is really Midas HaRachamim, just in a hidden way. Hashem, Midas HaRachamim, Hu Elokim, it's the same. It's not two aspects. It was really Hashem all along, just sometimes it looks like Elokim, it looks like Midas HaDin, but ultimately we'll see how it really was all Midas HaRachamim. Hashem is the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's referring to Him doing Nisim in this world. When Hashem does Nisim in this world, Nisim Gluyim, so then we realize that He's Elokim, He's Kol Yachol, He's behind everything that happens and what seemed to be nature, now we realize isn't Him, He was behind the whole thing. We recognize that also when He does Nisim Gluyim, like when the Geula comes. Hu Asanu V'lo Anachnu. So actually it's written in the Pasuk V'lo with an Aleph, and we read it V'lo with a Vav, and therefore both meanings are true. So first we'll explain V'lo, the way it's written with an Aleph. Lo Anachnu, we didn't make ourselves. Hu Asanu, we didn't make ourselves. Rav Victor Miller says a person should try to separate himself from the fact that he knows that he developed in his mother's womb, and don't look at it as that's what caused his coming about. Lord, because his mother and nature and the womb isn't what made him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him. He made that whole thing happen. He made him from earth and blew into him a neshama. And even that earth that he made him from is Yesh Me'ayin. So therefore, V'lo Anachnu, we didn't make ourselves. And therefore, V'lo with a Vav, we are His. Lo Anachnu, we are His. He owns us. We belong to Him. V'lo Anachnu, everything we do needs to be for Him because we have no existence without Him. He continuously is willing our existence. And therefore, Lo Anachnu, we are for Him. And we're owned by Him. Amo v'tzumarito. When we thank Him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're speaking to Him not only from our own personal perspective, we're thanking Him on behalf of the entire nation and the Jewish people and all that He did for us, that He made us part of that nation. Amo v'tzon marito, where the sheep that He pastures. Now, it doesn't say tzono, we're His sheep, because unlike a regular shepherd, so He owns His sheep and He gets benefit from His sheep. He gets the wool, He gets the milk that the sheep gives off. So Hashem doesn't get any benefit from us. So how are we His sheep? V'tzon marito, just in the fact that He shepherds us, that He takes care of us the way that a shepherd takes care of the sheep, that He's marito, that He guides us and shepherds us and defends us and takes care of us. So only in that way He's our shepherd. V'tzon marito. Okay, we'll pick up from over here.